Abigail did her best to focus her attention on her book, her aunt, the landscape passing by outside the train's window, anything but the handsome and somewhat strange man sitting, and now sleeping, across from her. She had noticed him at the train depot when she arrived. How could she not? Though he had been leaning up against the depot building, his height and dark good looks made him hard to miss, and she couldn't have been happier when he chose to sit across from her and her aunt. She had the feeling he had been searching for her when he entered the train car, but she couldn't be sure. However, she was sure about his persistence in knowing her name. That she had witnessed countless times when a man was interested in making her acquaintance. She found the prospect exhilarating, primarily because he had no idea who she was, and it was that anonymity that gave her a boldness she wasn't accustomed to exercising. A discreet elbow in her ribs pulled her attention away from the man who appeared to be napping. She turned a surprised look to her aunt and frowned her confusion.
"Must you be so obvious, Abigail?" Aunt Jeannie whispered. "I have no idea what you mean," Abby whispered back, feigning innocence.
But Aunt Jeannie was an old pro at chaperoning young women in the first blooms of love. She knew the signs of infatuation, so Abby wasn't going to be able to fool her.
"Don't play coy with me, young lady. I gave your mother, and your father, my solemn vow to keep you out of trouble. Don't make me regret having taken on this responsibility. I fear if anything were to happen to you, or your reputation, your mother would drum me out of the family. But your father, who may be my brother, he would not hesitate to have me placed inside some dark and spider-webbed and crusted jail cell somewhere and forgotten."
Abby knew her aunt was teasing, but there was a kernel of truth behind her words. Her father was so overprotective, it was often the talk of the town.
"I promise to behave, Aunt Jeannie. You have my word. But that doesn't mean I can't have a bit of fun now, does it? I'm finally out from under the watchful eye of Daniel Livingston, the Lion of Philadelphia, where even the bravest of hearts tremble when he's around."
"And exactly what kind of fun are you intending to have, Abigail?" Abby thought about her answer for a moment. She turned to her aunt in earnest and captured her gaze with her own.
"I just want to have a holiday, Aunt Jeannie. I want to be free of the confines of Philadelphia's unbreakable rules. A lady mustn't do this. A lady shouldn't do that. I just want to feel the freedom that comes from being someone besides Daniel Livingston's daughter. That's all."
She saw the sympathy in her aunt's eyes.
"I know it isn't easy to be my brother's child, especially the only one. He worries about you and your mother. He fears his wealth places you both in a dangerous position, and I fear my brother would curl up and die if either of you were to be harmed in any way."
Her aunt reached out for her hands and gave them a comforting squeeze. "I understand your situation, Abigail, and as your aunt, who dearly loves you, I'll stand back and allow you as much freedom as I can. Within reason." Tears burned Abigail's eyes and emotions threatened to bubble over. She hadn't realized how anxious she had been worrying over whether her aunt would go along with her plan or not. Now, she could relax, because her aunt understood her situation completely. Abby lowered her voice and stole a glance at the still sleeping stranger across from them.
"That's why I shall introduce myself as Rose Collins. Collins is my mother's maiden name, as you know, and of course, Rose is my middle name. Please go along with the ruse, Aunt Jeannie, since any mention of my last name being Livingston will lead to questions about my father. And once they realize my father is the great and powerful millionaire, Winston Daniel Livingston, I'll be smothered in suitors who are only interested in my father's money and couldn't give two hoots in a water barrel about me."
Bitterness crept into her tone, causing her to raise her voice slightly. She looked over at Mr. Bell to be sure she hadn't been overheard. Another squeeze of her aunt's gloved hand made her feel selfish about complaining. With all her father's money came abundant blessings as well. She wasn't blind to that fact, but she did wish she could fall in love with someone who loved her for her before they learned the truth about her family.
"Rest easy, Abigail. Rose. Your secret is safe with me. Within reason.